What's up, everyone? Welcome to our episode of Behind the Tracks here on BTD Radio. I am your host, T. Dawn, and today we've got some important info for all you artists out there who are submitting your music to our station. You know, we love supporting talent, but there are a few things we need to cover when it comes to making sure your tracks get the attention they deserve. Now, we know many of you are sending in some amazing music, but we often have to reject tracks, not because they're bad, but because they're missing one simple thing, crucial information. And trust me, it's nothing personal. In fact, we want to play your music, but sometimes a little detail can make all the difference. For instance, did you know that just adding your artist name in the MP3 file title could be the key to getting your track on air? Sounds like a small thing, right? But you'd be surprised how often this comes up. Without the right file title or metadata, your song could get lost in a sea of other submissions. And that's something we definitely want to avoid. So let's break it down. When you submit your track to us, make sure your MP3 file title is formatted correctly. Here's the simple format we need: artist or band name, songtitle.mp3. It's that easy. For example, let's say your band is called The Neon Vibe and your song is called Electric Dreams. The file should be titled The Neon Vibe, electricdreams.mp3. Simple, right? Now, you might be wondering why this is so important. Well, let me explain. The file name is used by our music library system to organize and easily identify your track. But here's the other part, metadata. This is the hidden info in your MP3 that helps our radio player display the artist's name when your song is aired. It's what makes sure you get credit where credit's due. Without this metadata, your track could play, but it might not show up with the correct artist name, and that's not cool for you or your fans. And I know some of you might be wondering, how do you add metadata to your MP3? Don't worry, we've got you covered, okay? Just head on over to our site if you're not there already, www.bttradio.com, and look up metadata. Here's the thing, if we have to manually add the artist name to the file name, that not only takes extra time, but it opens the door for mistakes.
And I'm sure you don't want your music mixed up with others, right?
Not many stations offer this kind of guidance when it comes to submitting your music. But at BTD Radio, we understand how important every detail is. Why? Because we're artists ourselves, and we get it. We want to help you get your music heard the right way without the hassle. So to recap, when you submit your track, make sure the MP3 file is named properly. Artist name, songtitle.mp3, and don't forget the metadata. Both are vital for proper identification and airplay. If you need help, head over to our guide on adding metadata and you'll be good to go. That's all for today's episode of Behind the Tracks. Thanks for tuning in. We hope this little tip helps get your music on the airwaves. Keep making great tunes and keep sending them our way. Until next time, this is T. Dawn signing off from BTD Radio, where your music gets the attention it deserves. Cheers!